Welcome to God First with Brian C. Thomas, a program committed to encouraging you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, let's join Brian C. Thomas for today's message.
Welcome to the program. My name is Brian Thomas, and I am honored and delighted to have you join us today on the God First program, as we are in for a very special guest today who I have came to know in a short amount of time, but she has just a wonderful spirit and heart for the Lord, and I'm looking forward to what she's going to share with us today. Her name is Laisha Walton. She is an author, speaker, mentor, and founder of Divine Inspiration Ministries. So, Ms. Walton, I want to thank you for joining us today on the God First program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you are here to talk with us about an event that you have coming up called Faith Revived 2021. And there are so many people out there over the last year, 2 years, so many things have been happening. A lot of people's faith are shaken, and we certainly need a revival. We need our faith revived because so many people have suffered tragic losses, and this is just something that's so greatly needed, and I commend you for what you are doing. And so we'll speak about that more shortly, but first I would like to ask if you will talk with us about Divine Inspiration Ministries, of which you are the founder.
Amen. Thank you so much once again for having me on today. Divine Inspiration Ministries is a multifaceted ministry designed to encourage and basically just restore and uplift others through our products, our events, and our different services that we have. We love Jesus Christ. And so we just try to make sure that through every product, every event, every service, that we lift him up so that he can do the drawing. We encourage people to apply biblical truths to every area of their lives and to be the light they desire to see in the world around them. While trying to identify when Divine Inspiration Ministries came into existence, I started thinking about my work at the University of South Florida, where I worked for about 10 years. I'm located here in Florida, Tampa, Florida. So I worked there for about 10 years as a project coordinator and an advisor to a campus ministry called Total Praise. Then I also hosted a National Worship Arts Conference for 15 consecutive years. I've mentored young women across the globe from South Florida to South Africa. And before the pandemic, I traveled throughout the U.S. to teach at various worship arts conferences. So during all those amazing seasons, I was often called inspirational and encouraging. And, you know, it just brings me so much joy to encourage people. And so after much prayer for guidance and direction, the Lord led me to create Divine Inspiration Ministries. And now it's just my forever mission to use the gifts and talents God has blessed me with to glorify him, to keep encouraging people, and just to inspire multiple generations to embrace the truth of God's word and apply it in their daily living. And that's pretty much what Divine Inspiration Ministries is all about. Whether it's through one of my divinely inspired books, events, or services, we're just lifting Jesus.
Amen. That is awesome. Lifting Jesus. That's what it's all about. And one thing that as I look around today is as we're just looking at what is happening in the church, and we won't go into great detail about this, but you know, the Bible talks about a falling away taking place, a great apostasy. And you see oftentimes in what is happening is Jesus is not the center. He's not being uplifted. Instead, men and women are being uplifted. That's what's being worshiped, and church becomes a social club. So I'm so glad to hear you say that your focus is on uplifting Jesus, because that is what it's all about. And so you're going to be doing just that later on this month in an event that, as I stated earlier, is titled Faith Revived 2021. And again, we need our faith revived. So can you talk with us about the theme and purpose of this event?
Sure. I had the pleasure of talking with you and just kind of sharing my heart. And in order for your listeners to really grasp the understanding behind this, I went through a tragic loss, losing my dad recently. And of course, you know, being a daddy's girl, it shook me to my core. And I myself needed my faith revived. I'm a true believer that the message comes to the messenger first before they share. And as someone who loves Jesus and who's on fire for God and has great, crazy faith, I have to say that my faith was shaken a little bit when I believe the Lord said it was time for me to host this particular event. And I needed my faith revived. And God is just so faithful, and he's so loving and so kind, and his supernatural comfort and peace is really what strengthened me, because he had given me the vision to do this prior to my dad passing. And the vision that I had was basically the church. I saw the church as in a person sitting on a couch and watching the news, watching television, watching the news, and this really loud alarm was going off. And I mean, it was so extremely loud. You couldn't ignore it. It wasn't something that was a soft alarm. It was extremely loud, boisterous, and one of those annoying, aggravating alarms that make you want to get up and turn it off. Mm-hmm. But the person that represented the church continued to sit in a daze watching the news and watching TV and watching all kinds of things that had them distracted. And they stood up to stretch and yawn and just plop back down on the couch. And the Lord was showing me that this is the church right now. And he's trying to warn us, and he's trying to get our attention, but people are distracted in this season. And so when the Lord was encouraging me to host this event, he wants the church to wake up, to wake up and realize the times that we're in, to be alert and to arise. And so going back to sharing about my own personal revival that I needed after what happened with my dad, God was showing me that he is still able, even with everything that's going on, everything that we've seen, everything that we're experiencing, he's still able to revive those who have an open heart, who desire to seek him. He is willing to reach us. And so Faith Revive 2021 is a free virtual worship and word workshop, including powerful discussions with great speakers, Q&A opportunities, anointed dancing, and prayer. And our theme is The Time Is Now, Awaken and Arise. We'll have three segments for the workshop, which are, like I shared, Awaken. And for the Awaken segment, we're excited, especially because you'll be with us, explaining the importance of Bible prophecy. The Alert is the second segment, which will be talking about our need to fight for our faith in this season. And then the last segment is Arise, and we'll be discussing the importance of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in this season. So, you know, that's what we are doing through Faith Revive 2021. We have awesome, powerful dancers and dancers, including myself, who joined with me for this project to do some awesome dance ministry pieces and to share, to encourage people and share the sights of God through movement. We'll be sharing those pieces between the segments, between the speakers. And our goal, Brian, is to encourage as many people as possible. You know, we're living in unprecedented times, times when faith has been tested like never before, like you said earlier. And through this experience, we just hope to point people to Jesus Christ. We're praying for faith to be restored, especially for those who are suffering from spiritual neglect. Anyone who would benefit from a refreshing worship experience filled with love, hope, and the gospel of Jesus Christ with a creative twist, they need to be present for this faith revival that we're having.
Yeah, that is so awesome. And I just commend you for what you're doing, because it's so greatly needed. And as you were speaking, that vision that God gave you of the church, and that just really pulls on my heart. It tugs on my heart, because I think about how Jesus at his first coming, when he talked to the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he said, you can look at the sky and know the weather, but you can't discern the signs of the times. And I see the same thing repeating itself again, because I do believe we are in those days that our Lord said would be the days leading up to his return. He told us what to look for. And yet so many in the church is just like they're asleep. They're slumbering on the couch. And so that is so powerful. And so, again, I commend you for what you're doing. And I'm looking forward to being a part of this event. I thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so much looking forward to it, speaking about Bible prophecy. And you mentioned that you're going to have others that are going to be speaking and performing. So who is the entire lineup of speakers and performers for the event?
Well, we, of course, have you. And we're so grateful, again, to have you with us for the first segment, discussing the importance of Bible prophecy and why we need to awaken in this season. I know it's going to be awesome. The second speaker we will have is an awesome theologian, Pastor Keith Batt III. He's the senior pastor of the Way Church of Tampa Bay, and he will be leading the Be Alert segment, discussing why we need to fight for our faith in this season. And last but not least, we will have one of my favorite psalmists, Psalmist Rains. He's an amazing recording artist, anointed prophetic psalmist. He's an author, the president and founder of Refresh Global, and much more. She's released about 5 albums, I believe, and she's made many TV appearances. She also hosts her own podcast show with Charisma Podcast Network called the Creative Culture Podcast. So she'll be with us for the third and final segment, Arise. She'll be sharing her inspiration behind her song, Kingdom Advancement, and why believers must arise and share their faith with others in this season we're in.
Well, that is definitely an awesome lineup, and I'm just humbly honored to be a part of it. It's going to be a great time, a great event that is so much needed. So if you're just now joining us, folks, we are speaking with Laisha Walton, who is the founder of Divine Inspiration Ministries. She's speaking of an upcoming event titled Faith Revive 2021. So we'll speak with her more on the other side of the break. Don't go away. You are tuned in to the God First program.
You are listening to Brian C. Thomas on God First. For more of Brian's teachings, please visit godfirst.org to browse our extensive library of material. There you will find devotionals, blogs, articles, and audio messages available as MP3 downloads on various topics such as salvation, Bible prophecy, marriage, and the significance of blessing Israel, just to name a few. You can also sign up for our monthly newsletter and visit our web store. So please visit us at godfirst.org. Now, let's return to the conclusion of today's message.
Welcome back to the God First program. If you are just now joining us and would like to hear this message again, maybe you missed some of the information, you can do so by visiting our website, godfirst.org. That's GOD1ST.org. You can also write to us at any time. We would love to hear from you. You can write us at God First Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 266, Knightdale, North Carolina, 27545. Well, my special guest for this week is Laisha Walton. And again, we're speaking about this great event that she's having coming up later this month called Faith Revive 2021. And we'll give her contact information out at the end of the show to where you can reach her and follow her ministry and find out more about this great event. So before the break, we were talking about the speaker lineup. So now that people know what this event is about, how great it's going to be, how can people attend?
Sure. Well, this is a free virtual worship experience, so we don't have a registration process. This will be a live broadcast shared via Facebook Live on my Facebook page and live on my YouTube channel, both under my name, Laisha Walton. That's L-A-Y-E-S as in Sam, H-A, last name Walton, W-A-L-T-O-N. If anyone has questions, they can send them directly to us at divineinspirationpub@gmail.com. Again, that's divineinspirationpub@gmail.com. We're asking people to please share this with their friends, their family, coworkers, and anyone they know so they can be encouraged and inspired to have their faith revived.
Amen. Amen. So people can just go to Facebook or YouTube and just search for your name, Laisha Walton, and then they can find how to attend, how to log on and to attend the event. Is that correct?
Yes, they can do that. They can also visit our website, www.laishawalton.com, and they can find some more information there on our event page as well.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. I want to ask you also, because you mentioned that I will be speaking on the topic of Bible prophecy. And so I just wanted to ask you, what really inspired you to include that topic in the conference? Because that is something that you don't hear a lot about today as far as churches really seeking out speakers on that subject. And I remember when I first began in the ministry back in 2009, I can't say that there were a lot of people knocking down the doors to learn about Bible prophecy, but I could, if I would go to the Christian networks and just flip through the channels, I could usually find a conference or two throughout the week. But it's becoming more and more rare now to see or find anyone speaking about the return of Jesus Christ. So what really inspired you to include that topic in the conference?
Well, you know, it's just my heart's desire to share the truth of the gospel. And the gospel, the good news, is that Jesus is real. He lived, he died, he was buried, and he rose, and he is coming back for his church. And I, you know, it may be, some may think it's a little naive of me, but I actually believe the Bible. I believe what it says. I believe in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I believe that he's given us a treasure in Bible prophecy to be encouraged. To me, it's just as clear as day that it's hope. It's our hope.
Right.
It's a indication that he gives such great indicators through Bible prophecy of his return. And to me, it's just a sure message that can comfort you, especially during these times. I mean, the strength that God has given me in this season is only because I believe in him. I believe in his word. And I believe that Bible prophecy can be such a comforter when you see all of the things that's going on. To me, it's just very clear that the Bible prophecies that exist point towards the truth of his coming. And so I just feel that it's necessary to share with as many people as possible so that they can be comforted and so that it can aid in their faith being revived. I don't really know how your faith can be revived if you don't believe. You know, the word of God tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God, right? And his righteousness, and all those things will be added. I believe those things include peace and assurance. In addition to the things that we need material, you know, in our materialistic things that we say that we want or that we need, he gives us so much more in his word. And so, like I was sharing with you before, I don't know all there is to know about Bible prophecy. I just know that it comforts me in such an amazing way to look at the scriptures and to look at the word and to search the scriptures and line everything up with what's happening, what I see happening today. And so it's my hope that we'll be able to encourage people. I have experienced the same as you. I don't really hear much about Bible prophecy in a lot of churches and a lot of communities, you know, that I'm in worship arts communities that I'm in. I don't really hear people talking about it, but I don't necessarily believe that it's just because people don't want to talk about it. In some ways, I wonder if it's because people are just ignorant and don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really know, but I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, the word of God says that those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, it shall be filled. And so when I started looking at all that was happening around us during this pandemic, I became even hungrier and thirstier for the word. And so I bumped right into Bible prophecy and it just hugged me right back.
I like that. That was so beautifully stated. When you look at the topic, so many things come to mind. And when, as you were saying, that when you look at the things that are taking place and when you look at the Bible, God in his great love and compassion, he told us what to look for. And I think about my family who I love, my wife and my children. And I think about, what if they were to go away on a trip and I'm left back home, and they, when they leave, they say, well, I don't know exactly when I'm coming back, but I'm going to come back at some point, and I'm going to give you some hints and clues. I'm going to send some letters in the mail ahead of time to give you some indications. I'm going to be checking that mailbox every day, all day, every day, running back and forth, looking, is there a letter? You know, when are they coming soon? Because I'm longing to see them. And what's sad to me is that so many that profess to be Christians, I don't see that longing for the return of Christ. I don't see that longing to see him coming back in all of his glory. And so it breaks my heart. And so many today, I think, and this is not to bash the church. We're not trying to rail on the church. We're actually, like you're having your event. You're trying to revive faith. And that is so much needed. But so many, I think, has reduced church to a social club now. And I was talking to a man the other day, and he was telling me of how he grew up. He didn't really grow up in a church going family. But he said when he did have a grandparent to take him to church, he said, well, you know, you would go to church and then you walk out into the parking lot, and these same people that were just in there praising and worshiping, they're out there cursing someone out over something. And he said, what is this all about? And so, again, no one is perfect. We understand that. But I don't see that really drive and hunger from so many concerning the return of Jesus Christ. And we just, again, we need our faith revived, because he promised us. He promised us he would return when he ascended in the book of Acts. He said, I'm coming back. The angel, as the angel saw the apostles standing there looking, he said, why are you standing here looking? The same Jesus that you see going up in the clouds is going to return in like manner. And I truly believe that we are that generation that's going to see his return.
That's right. I believe the same thing. And basically, like, for your segment for Faith Revived, Awakened, you know, the Lord was, you know, in my time of prayer and just seeking him about this event, he said, it's time for people to be aware and to discern the signs of the times. And the goal for that segment is to encourage people to awake, just wake up and be alert, discern the times with a focus on Bible prophecy and how the Bible instructs us to watch and pray. You know, to encourage being prepared by setting our spiritual houses in order and keeping our lamps burning while awaiting Jesus' return. It's to encourage people to be very sure they're on the winning side.
Yes.
You know, Mark 13:33, it says, take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. And so we really desire to get people to just wake up, so that they can see, because many people are distracted, and it's not just, they're not just distracted by, you know, houses and fame, cars and land. There are some people who are distracted by fear.
Yeah.
There are some people who are shaking and trembling because of the things that are happening, because they've lost their faith, you know? And so it's up to those who, are not perfect, because none of us are. But to those of us who are hungry, to those of us who are thirsty for righteousness, who are being filled, as we're strengthened, it's our assignment to strengthen others. And so it's really my hope that the love of Jesus will flow through this event and cause people to want to know, what is this love and how can I get it?
That is so well said. And what you're doing, this is definitely timely. It's so much needed, because as you said, there are people out there, so many that are gripped by fear. And people, we have to remember, the Bible says very clearly that fear is not of the Lord. He does not give us the spirit of fear. Okay.
That's right.
And when we know that our Lord is coming back for us, we can rest in that assurance that no matter what happens in this life, we have eternal life with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And for those that have already died, that place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, well, guess what? That soul and spirit is still alive, and their body one day is going to rise from the grave, and they'll be in a glorified state living with our Lord for all of eternity. So I am so much looking forward to that day. So, Laisha, in the last minute, can you tell us about how listeners can follow your ministry and all the great materials that you have and all the great things that you're doing?
Sure. As I shared earlier, I am on Facebook and YouTube under my name, Laisha Walton. And again, they can also find me on my website, www.laishawalton.com. And they can also find me on Instagram at Divine Inspiration Men. So men as a ministry. So that's Divine Inspiration MIN on Instagram. And that's how they can find me.
All right. Well, again, I'm looking forward to this event, Faith Revive 2021. And again, what is that date and time for it?
Yes, that's going to be Saturday, June 26th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's Saturday, June 26th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so it's going to be live, so people can come on and join in. We'll also have opportunities for people to ask questions to those of you who are speaking. So I think we're going to have an awesome time.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, I commend you for what you're doing. I'm looking forward to it as a speaker and as a guest. I will be throughout the whole thing. I will be attending and watching, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I applaud you and I pray blessings over your ministry and all the great things that you are doing.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. And I just thank you for having me here today. It really is a blessing to be here.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you. And to our listeners, again, the ministry is Divine Inspiration Ministries. Maybe you're driving down the road and you couldn't take down all of the information. Just search for Divine Inspiration Ministries, and you can go online and search for Faith Revive 2021. Please join us as we are looking forward to this great time in the Lord. Well, we're all out of time for this week, but please come back and join us next time as we encourage you to put God first while viewing life through the window of the Bible. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel. And to the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
You've been listening to the Bible teacher, Brian C. Thomas, founder and president of God First. Brian and God First reserve all copyright protection under applicable law. Our copyright policy is available at our website, godfirst.org. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.